ever dream of like just cruising through a forest in Oregon on an e-bike,
Yeah.
effortlessly like climbing hills and going down technical descents,
yeah,
all with those crazy views of Mount Hood.
Amazing.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into Sandy Ridge, Oregon.
Okay.
It's a mountain biking haven, less than an hour from Portland.
Nice.
We'll give you everything you need to plan your own e-bike adventure there. Oh. We'll go over trail highlights, insider tips,
yeah,
and essential planning info.
Right.
But quick disclaimer before we get started.
Okay.
Our sources don't fully confirm if e-bikes are actually allowed on all the trails there.
Right.
So we definitely want to emphasize checking those local rules before you go ride.
Absolutely. Yeah. Always a good idea.
So what's so special about Sandy Ridge?
Well, what's fascinating about Sandy Ridge is it's designed as a pedal-assisted bike park.
Huh.
Almost like a hybrid between backcountry riding and like a modern purpose-built trail system.
Oh, wow.
Imagine flow trails, technical descents, jumps, berms.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy Ridge seems to have it all.
It does sound pretty incredible. And you know me, I love a good origin story.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me, how did this place come to be?
Well, you have to go back to 2006,
right,
when they had to close 125 miles of trails in the area.
Wow.
And that actually sparked this whole collaboration,
mm-hmm,
between IMBA,
okay,
the International Mountain Biking Association.
Oh, okay.
They're like a leading advocate for mountain biking trails.
Okay.
And the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, which manages the land.
Okay.
They got together and wanted to create this dedicated space for this booming sport.
Mm.
And that's how Sandy Ridge was born.
So they took this like negative thing, closing trails,
right,
and turned it into this amazing positive.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the juicy stuff, the trails.
Yeah.
What kind of trails are we talking about here?
Yeah.
And the million-dollar question, can you ride e-bikes on them?
So one of our sources, Single Tracks,
okay,
does list e-bikes as allowed at Sandy Ridge. But as you mentioned earlier, we always say double check those regulations,
yes,
with the local authorities, in this case, the BLM.
Right.
Even if e-bikes are generally permitted, certain trails might not be suitable.
Like maybe some trails are too technical for some e-bikes.
Right? Exactly.
Okay.
For instance, the upper section of Hide and Seek,
okay,
one of the signature trails.
Yeah.
It's known for its rocky terrain. Mm. Tight turns.
Okay.
And some pretty steep drops.
Oh, wow.
That could pose a challenge for some e-bikes, especially the ones with less agile handling.
So before packing your e-bike, check those rules and consider the specific trails you're planning to ride.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Good advice.
All right. So tell me more about these trails.
Yes.
What are some highlights we should know about?
So your journey typically begins on Homestead Road.
Okay.
It's a paved access road that serves as the main climb for most routes.
Oh.
Think of it as the gateway to all the downhill excitement that awaits.
Okay, you got me intrigued now. Tell me more about this Hide and Seek trail you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, so Hide and Seek, a real gem, stretching over 3 miles.
Okay.
It starts off pretty challenging and technical.
Hmm.
You know, rock gardens, tight switchbacks.
Hmm.
But then as you descend, it gradually transitions into a faster, more flowing ride.
So you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
A little technical challenge up top, and then you get to enjoy the flow.
Exactly.
Okay, I love it. What about trails that are a bit more extreme?
Yeah.
For those who really want to push their limits.
So in that case, you have to check out Follow the Leader.
Okay.
This is definitely not for the faint of heart.
Oh, wow.
We're talking big features.
Okay.
Drops. Even a scree field.
A scree field.
And some exposure.
Wow.
It really puts your skills to the test.
So what kind of skills do you need to tackle a section like that?
So you'll want excellent bike handling skills.
Okay.
And a good dose of confidence. It's one of those trails where you'll be grateful for the extra power and stability that an e-bike can provide.
Yeah.
But even with an e-bike, it's still a challenging trail.
Okay. Noted. Follow the Leader is on my list, but maybe after I've warmed up on some of the other trails. Speaking of warming up, what about trails that are more about pure flow and fun?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, the kind where you just let loose and enjoy the ride.
For that, you've got Flow Motion.
Okay.
And Quid Pro Flow.
Quid Pro Flow.
They're your go-to trails.
Okay.
They're all about smooth berms, rollers you can pump or jump, just that pure joy of gliding through the forest.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Imagine a roller coaster, but for bikes.
Oh, cool.
That's what Flow Motion feels like.
That sounds like my kind of trail.
Yeah.
And for like a quick adrenaline boost?
Yeah, yeah.
What do we got?
Don't miss two turntables and a microwave.
Two turntables and a microwave.
It's a short connector trail.
Okay.
But it packs a punch.
Hmm.
With its fast and flowy finish.
Oh, nice.
The perfect little addition to your Sandy Ridge adventure.
Okay. So much to explore.
Yeah.
But a successful adventure requires good planning.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk of logistics. How do we get to Sandy Ridge? And are there any fees we should know about?
So getting there is pretty straightforward.
Okay.
If you're driving.
Hmm.
Just take Highway 26 east from Sandy, Oregon.
Okay.
But here's a fun fact. You can also reach Sandy Ridge by bus.
By bus?
Talk about accessibility.
Now that's what I call eco-friendly adventuring.
For sure.
What about fees?
They offer both daily and annual parking passes.
Okay.
Which you can buy on-site or through recreation.gov.
Okay.
And hey, if you don't own an EMTB, don't worry.
Oh, nice.
Menhood Bicycle in Welch's offers full suspension bike rentals.
So everyone can experience the thrill of Sandy Ridge, whether they own an e-bike or not.
Right.
Awesome. I'm all about making these experiences accessible. What about the best time of year to visit? Is Sandy Ridge a year-round destination?
So spring and fall offer prime conditions.
Okay.
Dry trails, pleasant weather.
Yeah.
But Sandy Ridge is rideable year-round.
Oh, nice.
You might encounter some mud in the winter, though.
Okay, good to know. Before we get too carried away with planning our dream trip, what about trail etiquette? Anything we should keep in mind?
Absolutely. So remember, most trails are designed for one-way descent.
Mm.
So yielding to downhill riders is crucial.
Right, yeah.
It keeps everyone safe and ensures a smooth flow on the trails.
Safety first. Anything else in the works at Sandy Ridge? Any exciting new developments?
Keep an eye out for the new MTB skills area.
Oh, cool.
They're building it in the parking lot.
Okay.
It's slated for completion in 2025.
Hmm.
It'll be a great spot to practice your skills.
Yeah.
Or warm up before hitting the trails.
That's a great addition for both beginners and experienced riders.
Hmm.
It sounds like Sandy Ridge is really committed to providing a well-rounded mountain biking experience. And for those who want to explore beyond biking, are there any other attractions nearby?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mirror Lake, for instance.
Mirror Lake.
It's just a short hop away.
Okay.
It offers stunning views and some fantastic hiking trails.
Nice.
It's the perfect way to round out your Sandy Ridge adventure.
So you can combine your love of e-biking with some scenic hiking.
Yeah.
I love that idea. It seems like Sandy Ridge really does have something for everyone.
Yeah, it really does.
Okay.
It's more than just a mountain bike destination. It's an outdoor playground designed to maximize downhill thrills with diverse terrain for riders of all levels.
Yeah.
And with potential e-bike access, it opens up even more possibilities.
Hmm.
For those who want to explore further and conquer new challenges.
It really speaks to the dedication of the mountain biking community and the BLM's commitment to creating amazing recreation opportunities.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up part one of our Sandy Ridge deep dive, I want to emphasize that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. There's so much more to uncover.
Yeah.
More trails to explore, more stories to tell.
Yeah.
And more ways to customize your adventure. This is just the beginning of your Sandy Ridge journey.
For sure.
Yeah. It's remarkable how Sandy Ridge shows the evolution of mountain biking.
Yeah.
It's a place where tradition meets innovation.
Yeah.
You know, experienced riders can challenge themselves
mm.
and newcomers can discover the joy of the sport.
Yeah.
And with e-bikes becoming more popular, it's yeah. adding a whole new dimension to the experience.
I like that you mentioned the evolution of mountain biking.
Yeah.
Because it makes me think about the impact of e-bikes on trails like this.
Right.
I'm curious, does their increased accessibility
yeah.
like raise any concerns about trail wear and tear?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And it's something that's being discussed a lot in the mountain biking community.
Mm.
Some folks are worried that the added power and weight of e-bikes could lead to more erosion
okay.
or damage to the trails, especially on steeper or more technical sections.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Have there been any studies or observations at Sandy Ridge that shed light on this?
While I haven't seen any specific studies on Sandy Ridge,
okay.
there is a lot of growing research on the impact of e-bikes on trails in general.
Mm.
Some studies suggest that e-bikes, mm. especially class one e-bikes like the ones we're talking about,
right.
have a pretty minimal impact on trail wear and tear compared to traditional mountain bikes.
Okay.
However, other studies show that e-bikes can cause more skidding and braking mm. on steep descents,
yeah.
potentially leading to increased trail erosion.
So it seems like we need more data to know for sure.
Yeah, the jury's still out on the long-term impact.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see how the research develops and what measures, if any, are needed to deal with potential issues.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's important for land managers, trail builders, and e-bike riders to work together to make sure these trails are sustainable for everyone.
Exactly.
Open communication and responsible riding practices are key.
Absolutely.
Now, while e-bikes definitely open up opportunities for people, I wonder if their presence on certain trails might take away from the traditional mountain biking experience.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
And I can see how some riders might feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, part of the appeal of mountain biking is that physical challenge.
Yeah.
And the sense of accomplishment when you conquer a tough climb or technical section.
Right.
For some, using an electric motor might feel like cheating.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I also think there's room for both experiences.
I agree.
Yeah.
For sure.
E-bikes can enable people who might not otherwise be able to mountain bike.
Exactly.
Maybe because of physical limitations or fitness levels.
Right.
To enjoy the sport and experience those beautiful trails.
Yeah. And it can also allow seasoned riders to go further and tackle more challenging routes than they could on a traditional bike.
Yeah.
It's all about finding a good balance.
Right.
And respecting all the different ways people choose to experience the outdoors.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
So for our listeners who are excited to experience Sandy Ridge, where can they go to get more information and start planning their trip?
For detailed trail maps and reviews, I would suggest Trail Forks or MTB Project.
Oh.
You can filter by trail difficulty, look at pictures, and even read comments from other riders.
Okay, cool.
And to get the latest updates on trail conditions.
Yeah.
And any events happening at Sandy Ridge. Check out the Northwest Trail Alliance website or NWTA.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Fantastic resources.
Yeah.
And of course, before heading out.
Yes.
We have to remember to confirm e-bike access with the BLM.
It makes you wonder what other hidden gem e-bike trails are out there just waiting to be discovered.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like a treasure hunt for e-bikers.
Right.
Covering these amazing trails across the country.
Exactly.
And maybe, just maybe, we'll cover some of them in future deep dives.
I hope so.
But for now,
let's
wrap up our exploration of Sandy Ridge with some final thoughts.
You know, it's fascinating how one location like Sandy Ridge can spark such a broad conversation.
Yeah.
It really shows you the power of outdoor recreation to connect us with nature, with ourselves, and with each other.
It is more than just the trails.
Right.
It's about the community.
Yeah.
The shared passion for e-biking and the feeling of adventure you get when exploring new places.
Exactly.
It's like we're all in this big movement together.
Yeah.
Pushing the boundaries of what's possible on two wheels.
Absolutely. And Sandy Ridge shows what can happen when land managers, trail advocates, and the biking community come together to create something special.
I think that's the perfect way to end our deep dive on Sandy Ridge.
Yeah.
It's a testament to collaboration, innovation, and the endless possibilities of e-biking.
Absolutely.
So to all of you getting ready for your own e-bike adventures, remember, always check those trail rules.
Yeah.
Respect other riders. And most importantly, have fun out there.
Have fun.
Until next time, happy trails.